99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Setting the bar stories. You know, there are a bunch of stories that help set the bar for your day very low. So regardless of what may happen today, you can look back on this moment and say, you know what, at least I didn't do that, right?
Well, they're just examples of what not to do.
So this has a Joe Dirt tie-in. Joe Dirt being the classic movie from the early 2000s, starring one Mr. David Spade as a janitor.
Which you may now recognize from the Bachelor in Paradise franchise. He's going to be taking over as one of the hosts.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally dropping a frozen ice block of poo onto a quiet English village, you're doing okay.
What in the world and how?
I'll get to the Joe Dirt tie-in here in a second, but Waterlooville Street there in Portsmouth, in England, small little town, recently awoken about 10:30 at night when they heard a loud crash. They found outside a huge block of ice, and they were like, oh my gosh, what is that? Well, apparently it came from a plane, because as it started to melt, it revealed what the contents were inside.
Who, how, why is someone freezing poo?
It's not someone freezing poo, and this is where we'll get to the scene, the classic and iconic scene from Joe Dirt, where Joe Dirt, played by David Spade, thinks that this huge ice block is a meteor from outer space.
Well, it ain't a meteor.
Yeah, it is. It came out of the sky.
Well, I'm sure it did, but it ain't no meteor. It's a big old frozen chunk of shit.
What?
Oh, yeah. See, them airplanes, they dump their toilets 36,000 feet, and the stuff freezes and falls to Earth. We call them Boeing bombs. This is a big old frozen chunk of poopy.
That's what it was. That's what it was.
Okay. So, wow. That's, yeah. Is there, like, there has to be a better protocol than just, like, flying along the way and just be like, you know what, it's time to empty. And they just pull a lever?
Well, and this is what the setting the bar story comes in. It's like, hey, okay, let's manage to make it through the day without accidentally dropping your frozen ice block of poo onto a quiet English village. All right?
Oh, Waterloo was like, no, that's not what we need. Waterloo Street, nope, nope, nope.
Yep, it certainly turned a different color water,
it
didn't
became
it?
Water Pooville Street.
Sure did. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 EJX.